selling the socialist Bristol. The Socialist Party returned to campaigning for the second week on June 27. We set up two stalls, one on building a movement to smash racism, the other focused on other issues that are affecting young people. While bad weather meant that there was not the usual footfall, people seemed particularly receptive to these issues, and the youth campaign was met with a really positive response. We discussed mass youth unemployment, job insecurity and the disproportionate impact upon young people as a result of the impending economic crisis caused by coronavirus. We got quite a few signatures for our petition, and handed out copies of the Socialist Party's Charter for Young People, socialistparty.org.uk. We plan to do the same next week as part of our plan, to build young socialists in the Socialist Party. Amy Sage Carlyle. The Socialist Party finally resumed our public campaigning on the streets of Cumbria with a stall in Carlyle City Centre. After 3 months of lockdown, we continued our campaign for more resources for the NHS, but now with additional demands, to meet the needs of the new situation. An article announcing the relaunch of our campaign appeared in the local paper, News and Star, including quotes from our leaflet and petition. Although the numbers on the streets were less than normal, we got a very positive response from the public who signed the petition, took our leaflets, bought the Socialist, and stayed for a chat. We called for a renationalized NHS, with the profiteers kicked out, and a national care service. One woman, working in the care sector, took a handful of leaflets to hand out to workmates and put up in homes. Brent Kennedy was still we're back. After 3 months, the Socialist Party finally did our first stall of the summer on Broad Street. We had a lot of interest in the Black Lives Matter protests, and how the Socialist Party was involved in the Worcester protest. If this is anything to go by, the Worcestershire Socialist Party has a few busy stalls ahead. Calvin Fowler. Liverpool. Back to our weekly Socialist Party campaign stalls in Liverpool city centre. Although there weren't many on the streets, people were interested to see what demands we were putting forward, especially our youth and workers' charters. The workers who bought a copy of the Socialist were enthusiastic for the front page, "Capitalism equals racism." Barathy Gates head alongside Socialist ideas, "We had hand sanitizer, and kept socially distanced." Socialist Party back on the street in Gateshead. Elaine Brunskill. Esther. The Socialist Party campaigned for jobs and homes for all, and also supported the demo for justice for Shukri Abdi, a young girl who drowned after racist bullying at school. There was no proper police investigation. We fight for democratic community control of the police. Steve Score. Swansea. The struggle doesn't stop, and neither have we. Our members, socially distanced and safe, back out on the streets. We are still meeting virtually, and attending demonstrations safely when we can. Southampton. Socially distanced socialists safely campaigned for a pay rise for NHS and council workers and a minimum wage of £12 an hour. It was really good to be out discussing the crisis with workers in our community,